Every head is bowed. We come to you, dear God, our wondrous Father, in the sweetest name, above all names. My dear Jesus. Oh, the Lion of Judah, that you said would break every chain. And Lord, there's a great spirit of compassion upon your people this morning. And Lord, there's chains that need to be broken today. God, causing us to look up, to lift up our eyes. God, help us to be a people that truly can come out of ourselves this morning, out of our selfishness, self-condemnation, self-pity, whatever that self may be, and rise up. And rise up and look into the eyes of our beloved. And praise be to God, maybe even a vision of our beloved bridegroom. But Lord, this morning, as you've so graciously seen fit to come and break bread with a wretch like me, I say thank you. I say praise you. I say hallelujah. I say I'm so grateful to God that you found grace upon a people this morning that are looking to you for everything. And Lord, we're here to magnify your name and your name alone. We're here to ask for the encouraging power of your might, the very Holy Spirit, to come and anoint not just your word, but every heart here this day to receive it. And it's in the name of Jesus we ask, believing you this morning, and can say together, amen. Amen. I'll praise the Lord. I don't know what he's going to do this morning, but you know what? He's going to do something good. I'm confident. Let's open our Bibles to Genesis chapter 24. The incredible love story of my brother Isaac and my sister Rebecca. And I hope that's as real to you. That we don't die in Jesus. We're alive forevermore. And praise be to God. I'm thankful his word endureth forever. And his word is for us this morning. And I do hope that this has been a blessing to you. The study of this sweet camel. And I think he's a sweet camel. And I pray that it has been a blessing, because this will be the final thought, I believe, for right now on this. But we left off last week. Rebecca was ready to go. And let's go ahead and read that 61st verse of the 24th chapter of Genesis. And Rebecca arose and her damsels, and they rode upon the camels and followed the man. The only way you're going to get there is to follow the man. That Holy Spirit is leading today, brothers and sisters. Any other leading will not get you there. It is but one way, and that comfort way, the way into all truth, God has provided us with the Holy Spirit. And they rode upon the camels and followed the man, and the servant took Rebekah and went his way. And there's just, it's so manifold in here, brothers and sisters. I mean, how could we ever even get out of this one verse, one chapter? But, you know, the Lord is encouraging us on, so let's just kind of, by the grace of God, take his leading today. So she arose. She followed the man, and they were off. Mentioned it a little bit on Friday because it was so upon my heart. But you'll notice in this section that just two verses later, and the journey's done. It's all over. And you think, what happened? You know, Lord, I wanted to hear more. I wanted to hear what they were talking about. I wanted to know about that conversation. Kind of got me a little bit upset thinking, oh, what was there? And, you know, the Lord so sweetly reminded me, well, son, it is there. And I thought, well, what are you talking about? And he said, well, it's just not there in Genesis. You go over to the New Testament. And Brother Paul wrote 14 wonderful books on it. It's all right there. And I appreciate that. And it was even more precious to my heart because I realized how perfect this really is. See, the Holy Spirit's journey with the bride, brothers and sisters, it was not for those in the Old Testament. It wasn't. This was a type. It was a shadow. It was a sign for this day and age. And what God is offering to you, his very best. And I'm so thankful again that he's put me in this time, in this place, under this message. See, Daniel, mighty man of God, he wanted to look into those things, didn't he? I love reading the book of Daniel. But God shut it up. He said, Daniel, that's not for you. Then we saw in Ephesians 3:5, Brother Paul wrote, that in the other ages it was not known unto the sons of men as it now is revealed to his holy apostles. Peter even said that the angels wanted to look into it, but they were prohibited from seeing this stuff. Now let me tell you something, those angels are awfully special. But there's nothing to be compared, brothers and sisters. There just isn't. I hope you know that. God ever get us to see us how He sees us. Oh my goodness, you couldn't sit still in that pew. Sometimes I think we're a little too quiet, not trying to work anything up. But you know, once in a while we could say, I'm grateful to God for what He's doing for me. How about that? Amen. Who knows? We might get to shouting here before long. Hebrews 11, what did it say there? God providing some better thing for us, that without us, they cannot be made perfect. Now, I read things like that, and I'm going to tell you something. I appreciate my camel. I don't want to trade. No offense. But it's the only one that's going to get me there. And I'm so thankful to God. It's tailor-made. It's perfect. It's so special. And it, even though, Brother Paul, I was thinking of this same thought. The Lord just keeps expanding it. How much was revealed through this brother. But yet, it's so personal, this ride. It's so intimate. It is. You think about the thorns that Brother Paul had, that he sought the Lord, you know, remove these from me. Remove them from me. You know what? We were never told what they were they? But Jesus knew. Yes, He did. It was so personal, it was so intimate, that was Paul's ride. Now, we understand about the ride, but I want you to understand this. Every ride's unique. Every ride has a special, specific purpose. And that's one, and that's to win Him. But I'm going to tell you something. It's going to be your ride. It's going to be your ride. It's going to be your ride. It's going to be yours. And it's going to be mine. And we can rejoice and be thankful. But see, the only way that I can really rejoice and be thankful is that I know God's in control. And I know God's in control. Every downsetting, every uprising, every weakness, every strength, brothers and sisters, of that camel that you got going, that's what's going to get you there. Follow the man. Follow the man. Amazing stuff, I'm telling you, how He keeps bringing it. So off we go. Excited. I think she was a little bit excited. I told you, I really believe she was sitting on the camel while he was dealing with the family. I got to take her, and she was out there saying, let's go. Let's go. Let's get it on. Come on now. And she was readied, and those camels were watered. But you know what? So soon when we get this message, brothers and sisters, and I remember in my own life, I know that the Lord hit me with this when I was 17 years old. It was so mighty, so real, so perfect to me. I was in a place I shouldn't have been. I was walking out to the parking lot, and bang, the Holy Spirit hit me. Said, honey, that's not for you. That's not for you. I got a master's son that wants to marry you. Do you want to go? And I'm telling you, on my knees in that parking lot, I was praising Him. And soon and shortly thereafter, praising Him in other tongues. And saying, thank you, Jesus. I see it. I know what you want for my life. And it just begun. And it was exciting. And I remember how I took off. It was like, oh, I got to go. I got to go. I got to go. But you know what? So soon when you get into the desert, the storms start hitting. They do, and they hit hard. And there's not storms, really. You ask these soldiers, you know, that came out of Southern California and New York City, and we'll even go Biloxi, Mississippi, and some places in Texas. Let me tell you something. You haven't seen storms like they see in the desert. You know, that wind gets whipping around, and you can't see a thing. Sand starts being picked up, and I'm telling you, going well over 100 miles an hour, sand. And it's hitting your skin like little teeny missiles all over you. And it gets in your ears, and it gets in your eyes, and it gets in your nose, and it gets in about every orifice in your body. And then they even say, you know what, and I can't even get clean. I felt every time I was eating anything or brushing my teeth, I had sand in every single bite. Pray for your soldiers. Be appreciative. Amen. Amen. But you know what? Even though it can get bad like that for us, I do want to remind you that we've got a camel. And we got a camel that was specifically built for this exact specific job. Do you recall a few weeks ago we talked about the eyes of that camel? The three sets of eyelids, the three sets of eyelashes and the two sets of eyelids. Special feet like snowshoes to walk on top of the sand. Doesn't sink. Can store all that water. Let me tell you something. What's singing to me is, son, I'm not going to test you beyond what you can bear. What do you think? Now, you're going to despair of your life. Sure. Brother Paul did. And if you're going to go that way, it's going to happen. But you know what? I'm not going to test you beyond what you can bear. Amen? Oh, I hope you believe that. I really hope you believe that. And I hope we believe it for one another. See, that's how I can rejoice. Not just for my own life, but for yours too. I know there's some hardship going on. And I know there's some great hardship going on. As many of you know, I got a brother who's got a son who has a deadly cancer. Huh? Now, I could despair. I could despair of his life. But you know what? I'm trusting God. And I know that he does all things well. All things well. Everything. And it's to his keeping. And he's God. And he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And sometimes I don't realize how he's rewarding me. But I understand in the Word of God that the sufferings actually can be the greatest reward. Yeah. I pray and I plead. And I say, Lord, if it be thy will. But you know what, Lord, thou knowest. And you know what I need. You know what my nephew needs. You know what it's going to take to get us to cry out to you. You're going to play this instrument the most beautiful way that it's ever could be played. And sometimes those strings have to get awful tight. And sometimes it has to be awfully shut down that way. But you know what? I know he's still playing the instrument. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. It's a special camel. It is. Holy Spirit-led camels are always special camels. Do you know that they're power-packed? Do you know that there's a built-in way of escape? I don't think you believe that, but I tell you, God told you, I've already made the way of escape. It's already there. And you know what keeps her going? It's her vision. It's not about where she's been. It's not about what she's done. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen? What's so worthy about that thing in the past? Why do I always want to get it out? And whether it's one of my trophies, oh, I want you to see what. Or I want to go hide myself with one of my great failures and sit alone in a closet and say, oh, I want to look at this for a while. Oh, no. Forgetting those things. You're new. You're new. You're questioning God's work. You're questioning His faithfulness. He abides faithful still. Forever, always. He'll never forsake me. I'm so grateful to God. It's every morning, by His grace, that camel that will take a bended knee. And I'm so grateful to Him. The camel's got to kneel down to drink. And it was so wonderful. I got to see this little film. There's a few things wonderful about a computer. But I got to see a wonderful film about a camel kneeling down. Do you know a stiff-necked camel can't kneel down? Can't do it. Because when they kneel down, they've got to bend forward. And if I got a stiff neck and they got a long neck as a camel, it'd be like a tripod. Before I'd ever kneel down, I'm going to hit my head. But that head has to be, that neck has to be pliable. And it bends back and it gets right down on its knees. It kneels down. It submits. It says, Lord, thou knowest. You know, Lord, you know best. You don't have a job today? Lord, thou knowest. Yeah. You feel like you're alone today? You'd like maybe more or a significant other or something of that? How about, Lord, thou knowest? How about you have a spouse today and maybe you're not getting along too well? You say, Lord, thou knowest. How about my kids are acting up and maybe there's a lot of chaos in my home? Lord, thou knowest. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Yeah. Yeah. There's a choice to be made today. Amen. I want to make the right choice. And I want to follow the man. I want a Holy Ghost-led life. See, I'm tired of the devil having his way. I want to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. David wasn't kidding. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Well, I don't feel like it. Well, I don't care. It doesn't say what I feel like anywhere in this scripture. It says, by faith. By faith. By faith. And brothers and sisters, if I went by feeling, maybe this will scare you. Most of the time, I don't feel like it. But that's why I know it's the power of God. Because He's the only one that can keep me singing. He's the only one that can get this done. Lord, I can't do this. But that's just the job for God. I'm here. I'm on the throne. Will you please be willing, son? Will you let my handiwork just break forth and show you what a mighty God I am? Lord, let me listen. The golden rule, brothers and sisters, to cross in a desert, don't pass up a watering hole. I might have to get out there and try some of this stuff out, but I'm telling you. They say, don't pass up a watering hole. You need every one of them. You may feel like you don't need a drink. You may feel strong. But I'm telling you, the warning is, don't pass up a watering hole. The key to the journey is don't miss a one. And especially when you're journeying deep. I'm not talking about when you're hanging by the cities and you know you're right there by the well. I'm talking about when you're going to follow the man. And when you follow the man, you're going to go on the backside of a desert. Sometimes even for 40 years, you're going to have to be kept very quiet. Moses was so capable. Such a leader. Oh my goodness. Raised by the king, schooled all of those talents. I want you to go tend sheep. I want to learn to tend sheep. How about you? I do. I want to just go learn to tend. Tend to the things of the Lord without distraction. And he's really been honest lately, hasn't he? But Lord, I have grand ideas and big plans. And you got nowhere to go. Come on, face it. You're going in your own strength, you got nowhere to go. Nowhere to go. You go in the power of his might. Oh, the places he'll take you. Oh, yeah. I was praising the Lord again. He put it upon my heart this weekend. I had a real desire in my life to sing. I did. I wanted to sing. I'm so thankful he took my life. I am so grateful to him. I'm so thankful that he gave me something I really wanted to do and I loved to do and I thought that's what I was meant to do. And so sweetly he came to my life and he said, "Son, this is what I want you to do." And I don't know what he's going to have me do tomorrow. But you know what? I want to show up tomorrow and say, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" I just want his desires anymore. I don't want to have desires of my own. I don't want to have these motives and these preconceived, all of these things. I want his goals. I want his aspirations. I want his way. I want to finish. I want to finish. I want to go all the way. I don't want to stay back there with the family. I don't want to go halfway. And I'm telling you, these storms are going to hit. And you got to be well watered. You got to be well watered. And you got to hit every well. And I'm going to tell you something. You're going to be tested when you're out there. And when you travel far out, these wells feel like they're very far apart. And we heard many times about the halfway house. I don't want to stay halfway. It was beautiful there. It was great. But I left the halfway house a long time ago. I'm so grateful to him. I'm excited. My eyes are lifting up because I know I've got a bridegroom in a field that his eyes are lifting up for me. And he's saying, "Father, are the camels coming home today? Are they coming home today?" See, I know my Savior's looking for me just like I'm looking for him. Oh, by the grace of God, there's a love thing going on here. I want to see him and look upon his face. But I'm going to tell you something. I know that you get out there and the sand's blown all over one of them wells. And the Holy Spirit's telling you, "It's here." And you're saying, "Oh, no, it ain't. It ain't here. We got to go on." And the Holy Spirit and his camel stopped. And he's pointing. He says, "It's right here. You be still. It's right here." Huh? "Oh, it's too parched. It ain't here. It's too barren." "Oh, no, son, you got to dig and you got to dig deep." And it was so beautiful because those Bedouins that are out there today, they were talking about this. I was reading a little book on it. Sometimes that sand is blown so far over, you got to dig down, sometimes even 6 feet. But also not just deep 6 feet, 6 feet wide. See, I think as a little kid, I started singing a long time ago, "Deep and Wide." I don't know about your life, but my life's perfect. I've sure not, but my life sure is. And you have to start realizing that about your life. I mean it. You have to start singing joy to the Lord. Glory to your name. It's perfect, Lord. I know I ain't perfect, but I know what you're doing is perfect. As that leading continues to lead me and I'm following that man, it's absolutely perfect. Sometimes it looks like, "Oh no, where's he going?" But I'm telling you, there's a well down there and you got to get that camel and slosh him down in that water. Let him drink on up. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, I found that the deepest water is the sweetest. It really is. I believe you know what I'm talking about. The most precious sips of water I've ever had is when I'm good and thirsty. I remember the two-a-days that seemed to turn into three-a-days. Those are the practices in football that you get. And I see some smiles going out there. Not only did that water quench my thirst, I'm telling you, I thought I was drinking Kool-Aid. It was sweet. It was so sweet. It's like, "Lord, I've been out here a long time, but the joy of the Lord is starting to come in my life and I'm starting to drink of that cup. Take the cup of salvation and drink and drink and drink." Yeah, these are the sweetest sips. I know every family in this church is being fought. Absolutely. And you know what, old devil? Game on. Game on. Like I said, praise God. I'm not here to qualify. I'm not. I'm here to win. My kids, a lot of people, they came over here to the gym the other day, and this brother said, "Man, your eyes on that game." Well, I didn't show up there to lose. I show up to win. If I have to bite you, scratch, God help me not to cheat. But I'm here to win. You need to start getting competitive for your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You do. It's a race. We're not beating the air. There's a skillful run. There's a way. There's a leading. And it's right here. And there's no excuse to us. There isn't. And we are about done. We're about done. Hallelujah. We're about there. The water, brothers and sisters, I was thinking is like a picture of a wife or a sweetheart that a soldier carries with them. How many times over and over I've heard the stories, especially from those veterans and the World War II veterans that were over there for many years. And the only thing that would get them through sometimes is to look at the picture of their wife or their sweetheart, knowing that they would be with them. Honey, I'll be with you soon. I think, brothers and sisters, the banner over us is love on. The only way we're ever really going to finish this is to love on. You know, Brother David, he said love on when he was in the clutches of failure. What else was he going to do? He couldn't look to himself. The people, oh my goodness, that saw him, could you imagine them laughing? Maybe even despising him. Love on. Brother Paul said love on. Bound in a prison. All in Asia have forsaken me. I even had to encourage those little sheepish brothers, man. It's cold, bring me a coat, but even if you forget that, just bring me the Word of God. It warms me up. I don't need a house over my head. I don't need clothes on my body. I don't need food. But I got the Word of God and I got everything. And He did. Every situation, brothers and sisters, it must be love on. I've heard the expression, love will find a way. I'm going to tell you something. Love is the way. And it's always the way. And it just happens that this Holy Spirit, this follow the man, He's got all of the love we're ever going to need. And He'll shed it abroad in our hearts. And the wonderful thing about love, brothers and sisters, is it keeps you fresh. It does. It keeps you joyous and it keeps you rejoicing. Truth in love. Absolutely. Got to have the love. And it keeps you going on. It keeps you so encouraged, energized, if you want to say, all the way along. So much that, as this sister, it says here in the, the 64th verse. Read that with me. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. Now, in the Darby version, it says, she sprung off the camel. And that means to swiftly, nimbly get off the camel. He's the author and finisher of our faith. You're going to come to the end of it and you're going to fall off the camel dead? Are you ready to go? Bridegroom's almost here. I don't want to just fall off there and get into the wedding somehow. No. Oh, no. He's looking. He's looking for her. And you know what? When she showed up, I just so appreciated this. She didn't look to see how big the house was. She didn't look how grand the estate was going to be. The Holy Spirit was telling her all about that. The Holy Spirit's been telling us all about that. Glorified together with Him and all these things. The reward that's with Him is Him. It's just Him. It's just Him. When that comes in and starts gripping our hearts, that it is just Him. Oh, I got a mansion over there. I've got all these things. This is very God of very God. It's going to be so good, you can't imagine. But the best part, Mary found it. She got down. And she washed His feet and she cried over His feet. to realize who He is and who I am. And You've called me to come right there. And I'm riding that camel home and it's so precious. Oh, we got to read this last verse. I'll get you down there to the pizza. Just hang on. Let's go back and read it from the 63rd verse. It's just too good. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes. And when she saw Isaac, she jumped, sprang, lighted off the camel. And she had said unto the servant, "What man is this that walketh in the field to meet us?" And the servant had said, "It is my master." And therefore she took a veil and she covered herself. And brothers and sisters, I can't let you go without just pointing this out. No longer is the Holy Spirit saying, "It's my master's son." It's no longer the master's son. Isaac is his master. I'm so excited about this. It's so wonderful. Jesus Christ is going to take His throne someday. Going to take the throne of God. Going to give it to Him. All power and authority is going to be given over to Him. But that won't happen until that bride finishes her camel ride. "Behold, my master is in the field." He's there. He's there. And you've got everything you need. Everything. And it's not going to be your good works. It's not going to be your talent. It's not going to be your goodness. It's not going to be any of that that's going to get you there. It's going to be one thing. The love of God. It's just the love of God. We're coming home, brothers and sisters. We're coming home and we're close. And we're close. And it's time to be quickened. You're going to finish. He said, "I'm the author and finisher of your faith." There's going to be a finish. But the ones that are going to finish like this are going to finish with joy. And joy unspeakable and full of glory. They're going to know why they finished. They're going to have the veil ready. They're going to put it on. Because I'm going not just into the wedding. I'm going right into the midst of the throne to marry the King. It was written 6,000 years ago for you, brothers and sisters. It was. It's absolutely perfect. There should be a joy unspeakable and full of glory running through you right now like maybe never before. God, help us to be a people that would get free and say, "Hallelujah! I see Him! And He's saying to me, the camels are coming, the camels are coming! Praise be to God!" And I can see Him out there, brothers and sisters. And you can see Him out there, and He's coming. Let's stand and worship the Lord. Praise You, Jesus. Let's stand and worship the Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Praise You, Lord God. Praise be to God. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah to the King. Thank You, God, that it's so great. Praise You. Dear God, we thank You. Oh, and thank You, and thank You. Lord, what an offering. Lord, what a fellowship that we have with You. God, help us to redeem this moment and to take it forward, Lord God. To take it into our homes this evening if You tarry, Lord God. God, let it just sing through our hearts each day. that, Lord, You're looking for us. You're looking for us. And it's Your love for me that keeps me going. God, for each and every life here today, let it be, oh God, Your Son's love for me, that's what keeps me going. Lord, it's not too hard. We can endure hardness as a good soldier. It's not even worthy to be compared. The glory, oh hallelujah, which is going to be revealed in us. Praise Your name. Praise Your name. Praise Your name. Thank You that we can have communion with You. Thank You that we have fellowship with You. And thank You, Lord, that You are so intimate with us. We give You the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.